and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Minds.
Oh yeah.
Boom shakalaka laka. Boom shakalaka laka. Yeah, it's Sunday once again. Wow. another target rich environment all week as usual.
Did you think it was going to change?
It's Sunday, October 18th, 2020. My name is Mark Kent. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting and is a ball of endless energy, the immovable object, an unstoppable force of nature. She has seen more BS than Joe Biden as an undecided voter for him.
Good morning.
That last part. Excuse
yeah,
me.
Yeah, thanks.
And our newest team member, the kid that rocks around the clock, faster than a speeding internet connection, more powerful than high-speed download, Cyber Dave Johnson.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
And last but not least, guardian of the magic button of silence, the librarian of bumper, the time bandit of breaks, producer and extraordinaire Travis.
Good morning, Travis.
Oh, I like that. Good morning, everyone.
Why did that sound creepy?
That's just my voice. I have a creepy voice.
I like it. Creepy voice.
I've been told a lot.
Oh, boy. Well, man, I'll tell you what. It's. I don't even know where to start here. I guess we just got to start, but... I think I want to start with talking about the plot against the president, and then we'll go from there. We got two
Which
hours.
Which one?
Yeah. Who?
Yeah.
Well, I watched the movie yesterday. I got you can get it on how you say that
Vimeo.
Thank you. And I bought it and watched it last night. It's about an hour and a half, something like that. Very much worth watching. I highly recommend that everybody do that. You know, you can Google the plot against the president, and it really puts together the time frames and the timelines and the players in this whole collusion narrative Russia crappy bunch of garbage that they've been pushing for 3 years, you know, and it kind of feathers into what we're talking about too, as far as mask and the COVID and all that stuff. These guys lied prior to Trump getting elected. They lied the whole time after he was elected up until present, and they wouldn't lie about COVID, right?
Yeah.
What have they told the truth about?
Another one, a really good one too, is called Trump Card.
Trump Card. I haven't seen that one yet.
It's a new one. It's a documentary that came out on October 6th, and it's from Dinesh D'Souza, and he examines the ideas of socialism and state policies in America.
I did hear about that. I'm going to put that on my list of to-dos. Yeah, you can get that at Walmart and several other locations. But I highly recommend that people go and watch that because it's very informative. Moving right along. I guess we should probably talk about the masks and the doctor's clip that was taken on the front of the steps of the Supreme Court of the United States. And everybody heard that on the mainstream news, right?
Until you mentioned it today, I hadn't heard anything about it, honestly. And I'm always listening.
And you're all over this stuff. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. It's crazy. Now, to kind of set this thing up, you know, with who these people are, this is, they've got, and I posted this on Facebook. America's Frontline Doctors Talk to America. This was a SCOTUS press conference October 17th, yesterday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it had a bunch of doctors, that are board certified, people that have credentials that are impeccable. And the person that we want to listen to on this clip is Simone Gold, MD, JD. So she's a doctor and an attorney, by the way. So, and I think
she wouldn't know.
And I think she went to Stanford, and I want you to check out the website, America's Frontline Doctors, and there's a video that's 43 minutes there, and we're going to play about 8 minutes of it, but we'll probably do that after the first break. But on that website is a place where you can get hydroxychloroquine, which seems to be a little bit of the magic pill elixir that actually cures people of the COVID-19 virus, because one of the doctors that's on this clip had like almost 2,000 patients. Not one of them died with the treatment of this, and he's down in L.A.
Well, and I know Glenn Beck, his entire family, they had the COVID-19 virus, and then afterwards, he hadn't gotten it yet. So he actually started pre-treating himself with the hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pak, right. And he ended up staving it off and not getting it and continued to test negative despite the fact he's sleeping next to his wife and this woman has COVID. So,
well, and
imagine that.
And how do you explain Trump getting it on Friday night and he's at a campaign rally on Monday? You know, I mean, yeah, it's like a weekend sick deal, you know.
Now, I don't think Trump actually used the hydroxychloroquine.
No, they had
a new treatment.
But my point is that it's very treatable from what we're seeing here. And Trump says you shouldn't be afraid of it. All the doctors say that you shouldn't be afraid of it. But I guess if Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer says we should be afraid of it, they're right, right?
Well, and there was a recent it was actually Cuomo, New York. He was actually on a call, and I'll see if I can find the call that we can play that. He actually said that they weren't doing it based upon anything of science. They were doing all of their precautions and measures based on fear.
Yeah.
And so they're using fear and using the plan of fear to be able to do things with these folks. And it was pretty interesting listening to him say it, and it's – you have to base anything you do in science and fact. And what we have right here is 99.6% survival rate on this virus. Now,
they don't say it that way.
No,
though.
But no.
They portray it another way. They don't come up with the survival rate.
But that's in spite of all the misinformation, tamping down the cures, loading up people into nursing homes that should never have happened, misreporting on how many people actually died from the COVID without underlying conditions, misreporting on the tests and how many people were positive. All of that, and you still don't have a big problem.
Well, and I wouldn't call it a cure specifically. I would say it's a treatment. But
right.
The treatment's definitely, apparently, based upon a lot of the research that's out there, it depends. Because you can listen to one side of the line that's going to tell you that none of these things do absolutely anything. Or you can listen to one side of the line that actually shows, hey, we're seeing 30% improvements on this.
Let me clearly define those lines. And this comes right off of this AmericanFrontlineDoctors.com. Increasingly, media special interest in politics are preventing doctors from helping patients. During the COVID-19 pandemic, through legal threats, public ridicule, internet suppression, doctors have been preventing from using and publicizing various treatments. In China, the doctor that first sounded the alarm on the coronavirus, they disappeared physically. Boof, gone. Okay. Come on. In America, the doctors that make unbiased observations are being disappeared virtually. Their medical observations, knowledge, and opinions simply erased from the internet. Even previously respected medical publications have disseminated false studies. Doctors who study for years with decades of experience making highly informed judgment calls have had their professional experience suddenly usurped by state government officials and media hacks. Tech giants have shut down the rational observations of of doctors working on the front lines who have saved their patients' lives time and again. Why? If the powerful special interests are now preventing the effective practice of medicine that saves lives at a time when we need this to be unbiased, evidence-based information more than ever. To fight this destruction of doctors-led practical medicine, America's frontline doctors empowered the voices of individual doctors on the front line. These are the people who are in the trenches treating this stuff. They provide a forum to combat the large and powerful special interests that would seek to push financial and political agendas over patient interest. With that, I guess we're going to go to a break,
but I want to say, so these doctors had knowledge and they could treat people and they were good before this virus, but now the virus comes and they're not intelligent enough to treat it?
Well,
When
we listen to this clip, you're going to understand how these guys feel because they don't.
I'm just saying that's the way the government's betraying it, that these people, we could entrust them before, but now we can't.
They don't mince any words here. I mean, the government is political. They're always political. They're always going to be political, and they are always going to bend things to suit their political purposes.
Right. And with that, we'll go to a break. You want to call in? The number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Church town, there's a gold dirt road to a whole lot of nothing. Got a deed to the land, but it ain't my ground. This is God's country. We pray for rain and thank Him when it's falling, cause it brings a grain and a little bit of money. We put it back in a plate. I guess that's why they call it God's country.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. PRMI is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Richmond L. Branch Manager, NMLS number 1067640. PRMI, NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 years or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for additional sources of income, this could be an answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your monthly payment and extend the life of your existing retirement cash. Reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, and the first step in seeing if a reverse mortgage is right for you is to become educated on the product. I'll be happy to help with that. I'm Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage Incorporated, and if a reverse mortgage fits, then your life just got a whole lot easier. I specialize in reverse mortgages. My experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call me today. I'd love to help. 530-722-4579 or go to rich4reverses.com.
Blues Brothers, Peter Gunn. Yeah, we could keep going.
That's hard to tell your age when you know that one.
I need a pair of glasses, you know. Yes, we've got a full tank of gas, a pack of cigarettes.
So actually, they weren't the first ones to do that one.
I have a thought on this that I want everybody to wrap their heads around. Just thinking about this logically. Donald Trump is not a doctor. He's never claimed to be a doctor. And he has doctors to advise him. So what's interesting to me that I started thinking about, where did he get the idea of hydroxychloroquine in the first place? When you go through and you look at the line of logic, in 2015, there was a report that was made up by Dr. Anthony Fauci discussing coronavirus. Now, it wasn't the novel coronavirus, but Dr. Anthony Fauci was also the advisor to the president. President Trump has as much experience medically as Bill Gates is. That's to say he basically has people around him that he surrounds himself with that make him look smart when he's talking about
this.
Well,
that
things.
Goes like back to the old Henry Ford thing. You know, Henry Ford said, I don't have to be the smartest guy in the room. I just know how to get the people that are the smartest guys in the room.
And exactly.
That's how you do it.
So
you know?
My point on this is they vilified him mercilessly after this, and yet they give Anthony Fauci a pass.
Yeah, well,
and
his agendas, obviously.
Fauci, what's interesting about him is Fauci has served now, I think it's 3 or 4 presidents. And he has been the chief medical advisor for all 3 of them, and he's always been the one telling him what to do and what to say.
The deep state is swampy, and it goes way back. We're
going to
even talk about Barr a little bit today, because I think Barr might be compromised from what I'm hearing. But let's listen to this doctor. This is this doctor is Simone Gold, M.D., J.D., F.A.B.E.M., whatever that is. I'm not even sure. I'll have to look it up. F.A.B.E.M. And so here we're going to play the tape right now, about 8 minutes. And I think this is goes to the people who locally here who think they should still be wearing the mask under this delusional framework or of mind that this is actually doing some good. But these are the guys on the front lines. Here we go.
Hello, everybody. I'm Dr. Simone Gold. I'm a board-certified emergency physician and the founder of America's Frontline Doctors. I'm also a Stanford University educated attorney, and we've come back with some of my group for the second White Coat Summit. We're here to speak to America just like we did on July 27th. At that time, we brought the American people truth and hope and optimism, and we're here to give you more truth and more reasons to be optimistic and to not live in fear. There continues to be a great deal of disinformation and outright censorship. Since our summit, the censorship, unfortunately, has gotten worse. Because of that, we've established a website, America's Frontline Doctors, where you can find the truth, where the truth is not censored. You can also follow most of us on social media. Today, we're going to bring you information about masks, about lockdowns, about, most importantly, early treatment, reasons to be optimistic. We're going to dispel the myths. I want to start with masks, and I start with this because there's a legal crisis, a constitutional crisis that we're not recognizing. And it is, to some extent, personified by the forced, mandated wearing of masks. Let's not tiptoe around the great big elephant in the room. The facts are actually not in dispute. Masks are completely irrelevant in blocking the SARS-CoV-2 virus. If you doubt that, you must watch the educational session that we've done about the myth of masks. I encourage everyone to do their own internet search and discover that prior to March 2020, there were no scientific journals that asserted that masks could keep out a virus. That's simply not how it works. A virus is 1/1000th the size of a hair. Consider what our Emperor Fauci said when asked if he's sure that masks work. Now remember, he is not new to the game. This has been his life's work for decades. There was no chance that what he said was a mistake, and there was no chance that SARS-CoV-2 is different than any other RNA virus that he has made his life's work. Dr. Fauci said, when you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it is not providing the perfect protection that people think it is, and often there are unintended consequences. What the New England Journal of Medicine, a premier medical journal, had to say about masks, the following. It is clear that masks serve symbolic roles. Masks are lucky charms that may help increase healthcare workers' perceived sense of safety and well-being. Thus, although such reactions may not be strictly logical, We're all subject to fear and anxiety, especially during times of crisis. Expanded masking protocol's greatest contribution may be to reduce the transmission of anxiety. That is per the New England Journal of Medicine. I will put it plainly to you, my fellow Americans. You have been lied to by the media. Propaganda is not a new phenomenon. Thomas Jefferson said, "The man who reads nothing at all is better educated than the man who reads nothing but newspapers." And John F. Kennedy pointed out that it does not matter if the propaganda had a sinister purpose. The great enemy of the truth is very often not the lie, but the myth. Persistent, persuasive, and unrealistic. These days, Americans fall into three groups. Those who recognize the propaganda, those who have been successfully propagandized, and those who don't care. We'll just leave them out of it for now. My message is for mask believers who have not yet realized that they are victims of propaganda and who also think it is no big deal to force other people to wear a mask. In fact, there are three enormous problems with masks. First, mask mandates are spreading fear and hostility that is changing American culture. We are less friendly, less interactive, more hostile, quicker to be angry with our fellow citizen. Masks are very socially divisive. There is mask shaming and mask virtue signaling. There's hashtag social compliance. And there is citizen policing of sidewalks and airplanes and restaurants. And in addition to hostility, masks bring a palpable sense of fear that is totally unwarranted by the facts. There are actual human beings who believe that others will be harmed if they don't wear a mask. And this is tragic. Second, mask mandates cause an insurmountable civil libertarian issue. In the American legal system, the government cannot force a facial covering because all rights not expressly given to the government belong to the people. The government has neither common law nor statutory right to mandate clothing. Encroaching on a right that belongs to the people is extremely dangerous. One of our founding fathers, fourth president James Madison, said, "It is proper to take alarm at the first experiment on our liberties. We hold this to be the first duty of citizens and one of the noblest characteristics of the Revolution. The free man of America did not wait till usurped power had strengthened itself." Third, wearing masks is a national security issue. When most of the citizenry of our country can so easily be persuaded to do something that is so clearly against our own Constitution, our enemies certainly take notice. We are quite literally telegraphing our weakness and social divisiveness to our enemies. Now, to those Americans who are genuinely afraid, we are physicians. We are here to help you with these facts to reduce your fear. First, we'll do the facts, then the emotion, and then the call to action. The first is the facts. Notice that what the experts have said for months is wrong. There are not 2 million dead. Our healthcare system was not overwhelmed. There were 10 times the number of ventilators that we needed. Nearly everyone survived, and early treatment works. You must not ignore your own life experience. If all you had to do to stop a virus was hold a tissue paper to your face, your ancestors would have learned this centuries ago, and your grandmother would have taught you this. Second is the emotion. Consider that what President Jefferson said 200 years ago, that newspapers are propaganda, and also what President Kennedy later pointed out, which is that it does not matter if the propaganda is a myth or a lie. Kennedy said, the myth that is persistent and persuasive, realize that just because you believe or feel something is true does not make it true. There has been a massive propaganda campaign to get you to believe something, but you have it within your power to dismiss the propaganda. A simple internet search reveals that no scientist ever believed a mask, let alone a bandana, was relevant against a virus right up until COVID-19. The myth of masks came from politicians, and when something happens in politics, you can be darn sure it's done for another purpose. Third, a call to action. To the mask believers who have been angry at people who won't wear a mask, I call on you now to double your anger. But direct your anger toward those people who have lied to you. It is the people who are angry who have the power to fix the social divisiveness. We need you to put your anger squarely where it belongs. Unleash all of your fury on the professional media complex that has lied and lied and lied to you. And the final call of action to all Americans. So-called experts keep telling you that a bandana can stop a virus that is 1,000 times smaller than a hair. How stupid do you think we are. To all Americans, we say, we will be fooled no longer. The tiny emperor has no clothes.
I think that kind of said it all. Well, maybe not all of it, but a whole big bunch of it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's true. Where should we put the blame on these, you know, not just the mainstream media, the local media who refuses to broadcast any truth at all. You know, the local politicians who continue the lockdowns for money. I guess we got to go to a break before I rant
on. All right. You've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
They're at it again. Yet another attempt to add more government bureaucracy to healthcare. This time it's Proposition 23. 23 is funded by one labor union that's pushing their own political agenda. In doing so, this labor union is risking the lives of 80,000 dialysis patients. 23 is dangerous for patients, and 23 is costly for taxpayers. 23's bureaucratic requirements would increase healthcare costs by hundreds of millions of dollars every year. 23 will mean higher insurance premiums and higher taxes for everyone. That's Prop 23, the dangerous and costly dialysis proposition. Join the California Medical Association and the American Nurses Association California in voting no on 23.
At Paid For By No On 23, stop the dangerous and costly dialysis proposition. A coalition of dialysis providers, nurses, doctors, and patients. Committee major funding from DaVita and Fresenius Medical Care.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Ready to be getting all John Travolta on that. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Okay. Go for it.
Do the Russian thing all around the studio here. Yeah, I'll tell you what. I think there's going to be some people that are going to burn, baby, burn, or they need to. Good grief. You know, it is so unconscionable what's been going on locally, state, federally, the politicians, the media. You know, we've been hearing about all the media censorship, you know, the Biden thing, all of that stuff, you know, and they're censoring these doctors. They're pulling these guys off of, you know, did anybody hear about this from the mainstream? I mean, these guys did this on the steps of the Supreme Court of the United States, a press conference.
Well, they have a narrative that they're pushing.
I think
I can't hear you.
I can't hear you. Your mic's not on or something. Are you still there?
Try again. Nope.
What happened? Are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah.
No,
something's wrong. You might want to have to move.
You got to move.
I don't know.
You got
Travis
to
is
move.
On the phone. He's busy. He's like looking at us like going, what?
You got to move.
I'll let you guys continue on for a second.
Yeah. Well, I don't don't know what to
but,
do.
But it shouldn't be surprising they don't show any of the stuff like this on mainstream media or the local paper or anything like that, you know?
It's just unconscionable. It really is. I mean, the fact that these guys, you know, are a group of doctors that are coming out and telling you the truth, and all of a sudden, you know, boom, blackout, and Joe Biden, you know, Mr. Chinese, espionage guy who takes, you know, graft and corruption and, you know, Mr. Mafia family.
I've got a bunch of that to go into.
I know.
Today.
I know. I'm kind of holding back on it a little bit. We're going to get there. We got an hour and a half. But
so on the mask thing. So check this out. This was a study on June 30th, and it's one of the few studies that I actually saw, but it's from Goldman Sachs. Requiring all Americans to wear masks would spare the economy from losing 5% of its value, a national mandate. A Goldman Sachs study found, according to Forbes, a federal mask mandate would protect a greater number of people from transmitting the virus, which would help stave off the virus and dodge the possibility of another wave of lockdowns, effectively saving 5% GDP loss, or $1 trillion, in a study according to Forbes. And in the studies that I've also seen from them, it shows that 85% compliance would affect about 15% of the cases. That's negligible. And you're talking about all of these precautions, all of these problems that you're doing. And, yeah, we really do need to start looking at it from a standpoint of 99.6. It's tragic for anybody that ends up getting it, but when you look at the comorbidities and you take the comorbidity cases out and you look at what took place to where you have people, as far as I'm concerned, like Cuomo, I think he murdered people in New York. Sent in the sick people into the nursing home. 70,000 people died there because of that.
It's tragic to get in an automobile accident when you're going to the hospital to get treated for COVID.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's you have more likely of getting killed in an accident on the way to the hospital than you do actually of dying in the hospital of COVID. I mean, you look at the stats, they're overwhelmingly, I mean, is there a problem here? A little bit, yeah, but it's not like they're saying, and you don't shut down the whole world for a guy who gets in a car accident.
No, we have the ability to say, hey, if we banned all of these fast food restaurants, we'd save all these people from having their morbid obesity deaths that take place within our country, these cardiovascular conditions, and probably these cancers. But you know what? We don't do that because we take calculated risks. And, yeah, there's some people that'll eat fast food every single day of their lives, and then there's other people that'll eat it once every while.
Well, and once in a while is fine, but, you know, the reason everybody's going to the fast food so much now is because it's a pain in the behind to go out to eat. I don't want to wear a mask, and, you know, it's like, oh, you got to have your mask. You know something? I don't want to wear a mask. I'd just assume go home and eat vegetables.
Yeah, but we have that option. Nobody's forcing us to go through the drive through at McDonald's every day. Like a mask. You know
sure,
what I mean?
But what
They're
I'm
not saying, oh, go here. We're going to force you to get diabetes and, you know, make yourself sick.
No,
you know?
But the point is that that's not even the point. The point is that I shouldn't be restricted going to a restaurant in the first place. There shouldn't be a 25%
capacity. Well, that's what I'm saying. They're not forcing. They're trying to force us to do stuff. That's what I'm saying. You know, like the drive-thru. They don't force you.
No, they don't force you. But, you know, a lot of people in hurries. They got, you know, you can't spend time. You don't want to wear the mask. So it's an easier way out. Nobody's forcing you to do it. But, you know, at the same time, that's the reason that it's so prevalent and out there is that people are going to the fast food because it's a pain in the butt to go to a regular restaurant and eat some decent food. You know, you got these guys standing around making, you know, you got to stand around for a half an hour to get a seat. Because they only let, you know, 25% capacity
right.
into the place, and then they want you to wear a mask in, but you can walk out without a mask, I guarantee you, because they won't say a word. And the whole thing's just ridiculously stupid.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I think what we do is we need to talk about this censorship that's taking place, because now more this week than ever have we ended up seeing what's taken place, and this has been going on for a while. So in regards to the coronavirus thing, there was two Bakersfield doctors that, in their treatments of coronavirus, had discovered their personal mortality rate was 0.03, a 13 times less deadly than what it was previously thought. Their analysis has been banned from YouTube. Now, what they said in the video, they weren't claiming that that was the facts. They were saying, this is our series of data, and we need to start having the question of, what's the real true data? We're, what, 9 months, 10 months into this thing, and we still don't have data that we can look at, hard facts. It's all questionable. It's all objectionable.
There's plenty of data. It's just that
anything
that's true gets buried, and anything that's bullcrap doesn't. You know, and so it's confusing.
I want to see without the comorbidities. If you have a cancer patient that's dying in a hospital of stage 4 cancer, and they've already been pronounced 2 weeks to live, but they have coronavirus in their system.
Yeah.
It counts as a coronavirus death.
We already know that they were 94% off. I mean, by their own admission. They didn't break it down to the individuals and what they had and what they didn't have, but they had at least 2 or more underlying conditions. This comes out of the CDC. I just posted it the other day. So we already know that they're 94% off no matter what. So it's ridiculous. I want to talk about Open Shasta a little bit because it feathers right into what we're talking about. I need people to go to OpenShasta.org, the Open Shasta Coalition on Facebook, and get involved. Are you sick of the lockdowns? Do you want your freedom back? Do you want your life back? Do you want your business open? You business owners better start fighting for this stuff and quit rolling over and going, well, the governor said it was that we had to do that. You know, it's ridiculous. I mean, especially after hearing that clip I played from the doctors, this propaganda thing is good for big business. It's good for the big chain fast food.
I think more people are starting to stand up. At least if you go out and about here in Shasta County, you're not seeing everybody mask up everywhere. I go into a lot of places. Nobody says anything about a mask going in, coming out.
Are you
going
to? You know, the question is, are you going to voluntarily be led to the gulag? I mean, that's what we're talking about here. Are you going to volunteer to get on the train to go to the gulag? Just because, you know, this goes back to the French Revolution when they had 23, 25 guys sitting in one of these ox carts with one guy and a rifle marching them to the guillotine.
Yeah.
And they all went along willingly because the government told them. Are you guys going to be sheep out there and do whatever the government tells you?
Well, and the stuff that bothers me the most on this is all of these people that are virtue signaling by using these masks. They're driving around in their car by themselves. Did you see that clip of Joe Biden where he's wearing the mask and he pulls it down to cough?
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
And then he wipes it on the microphone. Sorry, I had to say that.
But these rights that you're giving the government, when you're doing this, when you're allowing the government to say, oh, we're mandating this, it's a national health emergency.
And it's not a law. See, then you're no longer a rule of law. You are a rule of men. And tyranny, the definition is arbitrary abuse of power.
Well, and the most concerning thing is now that you have set this precedent of closing down these businesses and otherwise, you have the CDC that's now declaring a national health emergency for race. No, for race.
For race?
Yeah. They're saying racism is a national health emergency. I'm not even kidding. That's from the CDC.
These guys will say anything for their political ends, and they will say anything for their political masters.
Well, and let's think about this, too. So now, all of a sudden, you have Yelp, which is now having stuff on their website that is a racism thing, to where they turn around and they're labeling businesses as possibly racist or racist owners of businesses, and it may have been for absolutely no reason whatsoever. Then you had a naggy Karen that goes in there, and she wants to turn around, and she had a bad cup of coffee. She didn't get her soy breast milk latte in there in her morning that she wanted. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you got a business which now is going to have to fight and probably pay somebody for this. And you might even have a government that's going to shut you down just because of your beliefs.
This is all about divide and conquer. This is all about creating a divisiveness between the citizenry, just like the good doctor said a little while ago. Everybody's fighting amongst themselves. While they can't see the forest through the trees, they're not seeing who is really implementing this problem. That's what this is all about, is creating that divisive atmosphere. And, you know, has everybody – do everybody remember the story about the boy who cried wolf?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. after a while, you didn't listen to the boy. And that's where we're getting to. But in order for that to happen, there has to be a bunch of false flags that everybody starts not paying attention to, because it had to get ugly before it's going to get better. It's getting ugly now. Are you listening? Are you going
to
stand up?
Yeah, and they're going to say, hey, I'm from the government. I'm here to help you.
Yeah, the check's the
I'm just saying, and with that, we need to go to a break.
In the mail.
Yeah. You can call in at 530-605-4567. This is Casey and Harfam.
Guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
But nonetheless, I made my decision. I fully believe in the word. I guess they made me a Christian. I die behind that. So tell them either way, I ain't switching. I'm gang.
On gang. The proof's in the pudding, people. Donald Trump, the first black president. I don't care what nobody say. Black unemployment low. Opportunity zones. The list goes on. Come on, man.
We some mega boys. We got mega joy. If you try to silence us, we make mega noise. We ain't got no time for the beta boys. Stay with the mega boys. Hater, we some mega boys. We some mega boys. We got mega joy. If you try to silence us, we make mega noise. We ain't got no time for the beta boys. Stay with the mega boys. Hater, we some mega boys.
All the community has messed up. Oh, man, by Democrats.
If you ain't Trump, you ain't black.
Republicans is nice, is clean.
Yeah.
They got jobs.
Come on, man. People are waking up.
I agree. That's pretty good stuff, and I'm not a big fan of rap, but I like that.
I just want to get a little bit of it in there.
I get it.
Get our younger listeners.
It's good. It's good. Amen. Some of them you can't look at why they're performing. I'm just saying, you know.
If they had only one mic in here, we'd be jockeying for it. boy. All right. So where are we? Mask. Who's got the masks? I'm looking at this thing from Open Shasta. You know, government people aren't suffering. They're not. They haven't lost their job.
Well, no.
They got to stay home for the last 6 months. I mean,
get paid.
And still get paid. Total benefits. Nothing's going on. Who cares? They don't care because it's not hurting them. The only way they're going to get hurt is when they lose their pensions or they lose their jobs or enough people leave the state of California or wherever they're at, stop paying the property taxes. You know, businesses are down, tax revenues down by 40, 45, 50% here in Shasta County, 45, 50% in the city of San Francisco. These guys think that the goose that laid the golden egg is just going to keep laying eggs? Yeah, it's going to lay eggs, and they're going to be big, black, rotten ones here pretty soon because these guys just do not get it.
Well, they've gotten away with it for so long that they think they can keep doing it. But got news for them.
We
got
to get rid of them. We need three supervisors on the board of supervisors here in the Shasta County that are going to get rid of this crap. We need to get rid of the old guard out of here. Gone. All right. And let's get some guys in there who are actually going to do something for the people. These guys do not give a rat. I mean, a rat's behind. I'm almost.
Let's expose them at the same time about what they're doing.
I mean, these guys down here.
They're totally out of control with
These guys here in the producer's room, you know, the glass room behind there.
The green room.
They've all been trained. They've all been trained by, I think it was Pad Mai in Kill Bill, because they like hover over the buttons. You know, it's almost like breaking through the board. You know, if we start to say something, I can see him in there. He's like in his stance. He looks like a whooping crane there, you know, on the top of the pole.
The master of the button of silence. Try me.
I got your 3 seconds. Boom.
I haven't used it yet, so I'm excited about that.
Oh, do you want us to make it so you can use it and see how quick you are?
Where's the wood to knock on? There we go.
I can drop a few right now. There's enough going on. I definitely want to drop a few. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
Danielson.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I ended up getting into that Cobra Kai
I watched a couple of videos.
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah, they were really true. I went back. I watched the original movies.
Ralph Macchio's kind of he's sort of a sissy.
So I went back to the original movies. It was amazing how much detail they put into that series afterwards, and it was really well done.
Danielson, wax on! Wax off! Sandy floor!
What I liked about it is it wasn't politically correct.
That's the best kind.
Yeah. It really wasn't. And
had a good message. Made you feel good at the end when he won finally.
Yeah, it was refreshing.
Yeah, there you have it, you know.
All right, so
never take your eyes off your opponent.
Well, and there's definitely some opponents that are out here. Right? Have you heard this stuff about China? China is, they're threatening to arrest American citizens. Now, in today's article, let me see if I can pull this up real quick. This was pretty disturbing stuff. Here we go. New York Post. China warns it will take Americans hostage if DOJ doesn't drop charges against researchers.
Wow.
Beijing is threatening to take Americans and China hostage if the Department of Justice doesn't drop its prosecution of several Chinese research scientists arrested on U.S. soil this year. According to a report on Saturday, Chinese government officials have repeatedly warned their U.S. counterparts if Americans and China face being detained if its demands are not met.
All they got to do is get Joe Biden reelected, and he's in their pocket so far that they'll get to do anything they want. Give me a minute, I got
Absolutely.
That's what they've been trying to do.
I have got power again.
So let's hit some of the stuff on Joe Biden. So there is also from the New York Post, as of yesterday, Joe Biden's polling lead is slipping in the wake of Post report on Hunter Biden and some of these things that have been going on with this computer. Now the story in this computer thing, I don't know one way or another on it. It's a little far-fetched on that, but you also, according to a lot of the instances, this information that's on it's checking out. We're ending up seeing gaps that are in the meeting plans for Biden on these days when he's like, well, that's not officially on the record. That's not on the official records, but you have an empty slot there. So what were you doing at that point in time, buddy?
Hey, it wasn't me. It was him. It was them. Yeah, the dog ate the paper. I went and had a brain scan. You know, I didn't find nothing.
You on crack, man? No, it's your son.
Hey, come on, man. Quit smoking that. Snorting that. Whatever you're doing.
We have a caller on the line, too.
I can't see the name.
Opal.
Opal. Good morning, Opal.
Good morning.
How are you? What are we going on to today?
Pretty darn good. And I've got a suggestion.
Okay.
Like I told the guy who answers the phone, it might seem stupid, but that's okay, too. People of the United States who own little businesses need to put a couple of barrels out front of their doors and put, if you don't think COVID is as deadly as they're feeding you, and you appreciate that we're staying open for your convenience, please donate whatever you can to pay the fines for us being open for you.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't even think there is any fines.
I think that's kind of a myth because it's not against the law.
It depends, because there's some places to where they are cracking down and they are fining these businesses and especially churches and such.
But they haven't gone to a court. See, that's the thing. I can issue you a ticket for anything that I want if I'm a cop. Does that mean that I'm going to lose in court?
The only other way they're getting some of them is through alcohol, tobacco, and beverages.
Pulling their license again.
Which
that's but they're going to go out of business anyway. So do you stand up and stay in business or not? And if you go to a proceeding of due process, can you get your license back?
I don't know.
If you do, you need to be able to pay for it again. Thanks to the people who agree with you and back you wholeheartedly.
I think everybody needs to back these businesses, no question about it. I think if they're going to show up and do that kind of stuff, or they, you know, get involved in one of these organizations, so that they stand up for you if you get targeted. That's the real deal. Whether it's Shasta, Open Shasta, or whether it's the militia, whatever it is, that a group of people. That's why they have to band together to be able to protect the individuals that are being targeted.
Well, and this whole thing, it's political in nature of what they're doing is just shutting all these people down, shutting all these businesses down. The big businesses end up winning, and that's part of the next thing. That's part of the great reset that I've been telling you guys about. What we've been seeing happen on the social media and these bans. I mean, you had a publication. You are suppressing the media. You are literally seeing that happen right now in real time on Twitter, Facebook, and these other places. They are suppressing the media. The New York Post was established and founded by Alexander Hamilton and is the largest, longest news coverage place that has been in existence and circulation in America. And yet they're trying to literally ban them. And we have Twitter that's saying, as of today, that they are not going to remove the ban on the New York Post on their Twitter account until they delete the tweets discussing Hunter Biden and the stuff that come out.
I've got some breaking news here on Hunter Biden. Thanks for the call, Opal. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Opal.
Here you go. This is from Adam Housley. Released the email from Hunter Biden's attorney to John Paul Mac Isaac, who was the computer guy. And it says basically, thank you, John Paul, for speaking with me tonight. As indicated, I am the lawyer for Hunter Biden, and I appreciate you reviewing your records on the matter. Thank you. So it does prove that the attorney for Hunter Biden was talking to the guy at the Mac store.
Wow.
So,
just wow.
Yeah. So, and I got to ask a question. How stupid is Hunter Biden? I mean, you know, we talk about how, it's
the
true.
Apple doesn't fall too far.
That's
the,
what I'm talking about.
The tree, I guess.
Mean, when Trump in the debate said, don't want to talk about smart Joe, you know, I mean, because you had to cheat your way through law school. I don't think the apple does fall far from the tree. Who is getting bribed by the Chinese, getting payoffs from Russia, Ukraine, all of this stuff, and you have emails. And you leave your laptop at some shop to fix it or whatever was left there for, and you forget about it.
Yeah, it's the whole thing is, in looking at a lot of these things, it very much appears to be valid. I mean, you have text messages and you have things that are from Hunter Biden to his father that are on that laptop that are very heartbreaking and heart-wrenching, and I don't want to make fun or poke fun of the whole crack addiction or anything else. Addiction is a serious issue, and hopefully he gets through that.
I could care less about all of that. What I care about is, are these guys selling out our country? Are they taking bribes? Are they getting paid off by the Chinese? Are they in the pocket of the Communist Party?
Well, and that's the thing. We held mock trials, basically, for Trump this entire time. For things that the Democrats have done, and
for
this
collusion,
is what they,
for collusion, you know, talk about projecting. These guys are just projectors. That's all they do. Anything that they're doing, they're going to say you're doing.
Well, what it showed on this is that he did actually get the prosecutor that was investigating his son's case fired from Ukraine.
It's
and it also showed that there was also a Chinese company that was...
We're at the top of the hour. We're going to have to pick it up on the other side. Sorry. We're top of the hour. They're going to cut you off. Yeah, hit it on the way back. And stay tuned and for the second half of Solver Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. President Trump on the campaign trail in Janesville, Wisconsin last night.
This is the most important election in the history of our country. And, you know, 6 months ago I was saying, well, you know, how do you compare with the last one? I don't know. That was important. The fact is, this is the single most important election in the history of our country.
President Trump's comments come as his campaign shifts money to much of its money, rather, to key states such as Florida, North Carolina, Arizona, and Georgia as the stretch run of the campaign begins. The president is also pushing back at Senator Ben Sasse on Twitter.
Mr. Trump is calling the Nebraska senator a liability to the Republican Party and an embarrassment to the state. The president's Twitter attack comes as Sasse criticized Mr. Trump to constituents in a telephone town hall on Wednesday.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. China has passed a new law restricting sensitive exports to protect national security, allowing Beijing to strike back at the U.S. as tensions mount between the two nations over trade and high tech. The law was passed by China's top legislative body yesterday and will take effect on the 1st of December. Under the statute, China can take what it calls reciprocal measures toward countries it claims abuse export controls and threaten its national security and interests. The recent months, there have been attempts by the U.S. to block Chinese tech firms, including Huawei and TikTok, from operating inside this country. A suicide car bombing has killed at least 13 people and wounded 120 more in Afghanistan's western Ghor province. A hospital official in the area says he expects the death toll to rise, with a number of the wounded having grave injuries. The Interior Ministry says the car bomb struck today near the entrance of the provincial police chief's office and near other government buildings. No claim of responsibility. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's say you've decided to build a bicycle from scratch. Sounds like an impossible project for my skills, but let's say you've got the skills and I offer you an advantage, a special tool that would help you build the bike faster while saving you legitimate money. My guess is you'd say, bring it on. If you wouldn't, well, then this commercial isn't going to make much sense. My name is Ryan. I'm from United Faith Mortgage, and we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is lucky to have a direct lender advantage. Our company is set up to use its own money and make its own lending decisions within its own walls. And often, this advantage allows us to get your refinance or new home loan done faster and get you a better rate, which saves you monthly and lifelong money. Rates are historically low. Now is the time to see how our special tool might work for you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1335. BRAC Animalist Number 65233. Equal Housing Lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
A cyber crime ring has been busted.
The ring laundered millions of euros stolen by cyber criminals through malware schemes. The international police operation was led by Portuguese investigators and the FBI and included 14 more European countries under the umbrella of Europol. The ring laundered money stolen from victims in the U.S. and European countries. 20 suspects face criminal investigations in the U.S., Portugal, Spain, and the U.K., John Scott reporting.
Switzerland is introducing new restrictions across the country to try and slow the spread of the coronavirus, which has been growing at a record pace in recent days. The government ruled today that it will broaden the mask mandate, so face and nose coverings are now required in all publicly accessible interior areas, including railway stations, airports, and at bus and tram stops. The rule also extends to schools and child care facilities. News and analysis at townhall.com. Demonstrations around France have been called to pay tribute to a history teacher who was murdered near Paris last week after discussing caricatures of Mohammed with his class. More is now known about his radical Muslim attacker who was shot down by the police.
Anti-terrorism prosecutor Jean-Francois Ricard says an investigation for murder with a suspected terrorist motive had been opened. The suspect, who'd been granted a 10-year-old residency in France as a refugee in March and was not known to intelligence services, had been armed with a knife and an airsoft gun which fires plastic pellets. Ricard added a text claiming responsibility for killing the teacher and a photograph were found on the suspect's phone. The suspect was shot dead after he failed to respond to orders to put down his arms and acted in a threatening manner. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Finger there, just in case you wanted to know. I just posted a download from the Department of Justice on Facebook, and I'm going to try to get it in here on the chat room if I can. And it kind of got there. I think if you'd be able to get there, just do a dot where it says dot instead of dot. And go to the Facebook, go to page 294 and let me know what you think about that. Maybe somebody want to call in and we'll talk about it. But where were we?
Well, we were talking about Hunter Biden and a lot of these emails and a lot of these things that come back. Here's an interesting one right here. This was October 14th on New York Post. Obama conference call linked to Burisma. Biden emails. The Obama administration let a Democratic PR company that worked for the Ukrainian energy firm Burisma take part in a conference call about the upcoming visit to Ukraine by then Vice President Joe Biden. Emails obtained by the Post show. So you actually had a conference call with Joe Biden and Obama that is actually going on for Burisma.
Hey, come on, man. What have you been doing? Smoking crack? Are you a junkie?
I mean, this stuff, you cannot make this stuff up. And what's interesting is, so remember how we were talking about the Transition Integrity Project and how we end up seeing that the left tries to blame everything on the right that they're doing?
I'm looking right at the Transition Project. So, preventing a disruptive presidential election and transition. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so the guy who's the founder has called for an execution of former Trump official. Neil Geisman, the founder of the so-called Bipartisan Transition Integrity Project, called for the execution of the former Trump administration national security official Michael Anton in the light of Anton writing critically about the group's efforts to steal the 2020 election and secure a victory for Democratic presidential election candidate. Here's what he said. He said he has Neil Geisman that comes out and posts this information, and then there was a tweet that he comes out with, and now it's not showing up.
Imagine that. There's no way.
Well, it was probably stolen by the driver of Dianne Feinstein, who, you know, the Chinese guy that worked for her for 20 years.
Okay, let's see. I actually got to go in here to Twitter. Hopefully it'll let me in it.
Well, I just posted on my Facebook a download, and on 294, It talks about, this is the Department of Justice, the FBI investigation. Coleman told us that he regularly kept notes in a journal, and Coleman's notes on October 4th contain the following entry. This is Anthony Weiner's laptop, said in quotes, unrelated, Weiner texting 15-year-old sexual explicit, blah, 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 federal iPhone, iPad, laptop, initial analysis of laptop, thousands of emails, Hillary Clinton Foundation crime against children. I guess the mainstream just missed that one. And I got to start thinking Barr is part of the swamp. I mean...
Yeah, in looking at it, I mean, we have enough of this evidence. We have more
evidence. We have more than we need.
Than
to at least have an indictment.
Given. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have more evidence than's ever been given, and he's unwilling to move forwards on it. And my concern is that they're still trying to just get President Trump out of office so they can resume nasty business deals as usual. Because he's the only one that's standing up to him. At the beginning of this year, you had Trump that went before Davos, that went to the World Economic Forum.
Basically told him to pound sand.
Yeah. He told him, I'm going to put my country and my people first before anybody else, and that's what a good leader does.
Right.
It was just less than 2 weeks after that, you had George Soros coming out and saying that his anomaly of winning the 2016 election will go away and disappear in 2020. And what we see right now is he's trying to back that up with his money. I mean, he's come out now and we have almost $70 million, which he's donating to all of these individuals. And what's interesting and concerning to me is that they're shifting away from the presidential election race and they're going to the Senate.
Yes, they are.
So when you guys get out there and vote, make sure we keep the Senate, y'all.
Yeah.
Because if we lose the Senate, Trump's not going to get anything done except by executive order, which can just be done over.
Well, we need to
president.
Take the House back too, the Congress. So we need to take Congress and the Senate, and we need to give Trump the tools that he needs in order to get rid of these guys finally, and start righting the ship. Even though it's going to be a lot of work still.
Well, if we do that, we need to start having the conversation of amending the Constitution to protect the Supreme Court to make it not just another branch of government. Because what they're talking about with Joe Biden not being willing to actually come out and say what he's going to do as far as court packing otherwise.
Yeah. Packing the court. I don't think you need to change. I think you just need to make an amendment of some sort. You know, you don't change the structure, but just...
Yeah, you make an amendment keeping it at 9 where you can't court pack it without actually going through and doing that. Yeah. Because the threat on the board there, if we do that and you pack the court, when Biden gets in there, the Republicans are going to get in there, and we're going to pack the court too.
Oh, it's just going to be crazy out of hand. And then, you know, the... You know, now that they've lost the Supreme Court in theory to conservatism, you know, and things start going the other way, now they're throwing fits like little kids, you know.
Well, the thing that's the most concerning about all of this is you literally have half of the nation that has no care whatsoever for what this country stands for, what this country was founded on. In fact, they're trying to demonize it and make it like it's a racist thing that we had the freest country in the world and we've... Right at our
I guarantee you, those cheese eaters will be the first ones out there gnashing their teeth, sniveling if they do get taken over by this totalitarian regime, because there won't be any free condos. There's not going to be any free cheese. These people are going to be out there with nothing, and the scraps of the that are coming off the table of the elitists, just like in Venezuela and China and every place
else.
They'll
be asked to get on the train just as well.
Because they're uneducated, and they've been brainwashed into thinking that Marxism is somehow a better deal than a free market economy.
Well, and that's the thing. When you go through and you look at it, you see that all of these people are backing behind this thing and saying, oh, well, we're going to do this. We're going to get rid of fascism. We're going to do all the rest of these things. They literally change the definition in the dictionary day by day depending on what they want, like what we just saw with Amy Barrett. They ended up having her that when she's doing her testimony, she said sexual preference, which is something that – all of these people, there's a montage of all these people saying it, and when you go through and you look at it, it's been widely used.
See, here's where I disagree with you, Dave, and the reason I disagree with you is on the numbers. These guys have got the powerful behind pushing these agendas, so you see it in the media, you see it in, you know, from the Democratic Party. What you don't see is the rising up of America that's had enough. I'm saying that you're probably right to the point of 30, 35%, not 50%. And I think that's why we're turning the tide. If you look across the country and you start seeing all of the people, I mean, you go to a Joe Biden rally, there's six people in a green screen. You look at a Trump rally and it's, they're packing out stadiums. They're trying to fool us into thinking that they are winning or there's more of them than there is of us. And it's,
you're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct. And in looking at it, what the point that I was making on it is that they're literally, Webster's Dictionary went in and changed the meaning of sexual preference the same day at the end of the day to be something that's bad.
What does it mean now?
Well, now it's supposedly a outdated term that is completely against the LGBT community, whereas before
racist.
That day...
This is right out of Orwell's 84, you know?
It's it
like,
is.
Well, black is white, white is black. You know, it's the old vampire in Brooklyn thing. Go watch that Eddie Murphy clip, you know? it's really true. He's like, if it wasn't for good, there'd be no evil. Therefore... evil is good, you know. It's called sophistry. If you're an attorney, you make an argument that sounds really good, plays to everybody's emotion, but it's complete bull crap.
Yep. And with that, we got to go to a break.
We do. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. The dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service dish network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Flex. Got MAGA dreams. Won't you come hop on the magazine? We the MAGA boys. It's a MAGA team. Vote for Trump and get MAGA green. This MAGA season, we going up against MAGA demons. I put it in my rap, I got MAGA reasons. Touch my hat and get a MAGA beaten. We on the top, ayy. Cream of the crop, ayy. Don't care about pop, ayy.
Shut to the mouth that they never had lived.
Hey, that was good.
But I can't hear nothing because my head is like a sieve. The basketball
all
coach
right.
kicked me off the team. You ever hear that one? For wearing pantyhose and acting like a queen? No. Cheech and Chong. That goes way back.
Oh.
Got the bumper to my Cadillac. The bumper to my Cadillac. No. Sorry. I digress.
I remember it. Don't worry.
Am I right? Or am I right?
No, you're right.
That's it. So, wow. Where do we go from here?
You see, folks, they don't know I'm doing this to them before it ends up happening.
Yeah, we're in cahoots in the booth while
the heads will roll. I can't take this abuse much longer.
Do you smoke crack?
Yeah, that's right. What are you, a junkie? Come on, man. Okay, I want to circle back there. And I want to go to this Epoch. Thank you, Epic. Epoch. I like Epic, but
it's Epoch, like Tupac. You know what I mean, man.
Epoch. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Come on, man. I want to go back and circle the wagons. There is an article that I posted on Facebook and Twitter as well, that over 34,000 health experts signed declaration against COVID-19 lockdowns. Petitioned by epidemiologists. Boy, that's a mouthful. Super fragilistic.
Expialidocious.
Thank you. Claims. A declaration by these guys from Harvard, Oxford, and Stanford, elite support and criticism. So more than 34,000 medical doctors and health scientists from around the world have signed a declaration against lockdowns, put in place to, you know, curb the spread of COVID-19, which is complete.
Covering the button.
You can fill in the gaps. You know, it's just like a Where's Waldo thing. Just, you know, think for yourself.
Oh, man, you know, we got to teach people to de-escalate. You know, like,
I'm not even sure what that means.
Instead of shooting people, you just got to shoot them in the leg. Did you happen to catch that from the Biden thing?
No, I missed it.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw a little bit of a clip, but I didn't get enough to understand what they were talking about. Go ahead.
All right. So here's the exact quote. You can ban chokeholds. You have to teach people how to de-escalate circumstances. Instead of anybody coming at you, the first thing you do is shoot to kill. You shoot them in the leg.
So does it matter if they have a gun or a knife?
Apparently. I mean, basically,
as long as you're de-escalating, okay, it's fine.
Here's basic survival 101. If you shoot them in the leg and they still have a gun in their hand, they can still shoot you back. Just saying.
Well, they can still come at you.
In fact, there was the whole Breonna Taylor case where the officer got shot in the leg and he returned fire. And that tragic incident still happened after somebody got shot in the leg. So
it goes both ways, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So why would I want to shoot? Yeah, let me tell you. If I'm a cop, or a bad guy for that matter, and I'm in a gunfight, I'm talking center mass, pop, 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 until the threat is over.
Well, and that's the thing. So the Detectives Endowment Association, which represents more than 20,000 active and retired New York City detectives, tweeted that Biden's comments demonstrates his incompetence and inability to understand the grave dangers cops face as they protect the public and themselves from violent, heartless criminals. But let's
hey,
think
wait
about
a minute.
This for a minute.
You know, I want to talk about my hairy legs.
Oh, leave that alone. Yeah.
Kids to brush them? I like it when kids sit on my lap.
They come back up, you know, and that's what I learned about roaches. And I love kids sitting on my lap.
You know, it's amazing to me how many times he gets a pass for his racist comments. He'd actually dropped out of elections in the past for racist comments.
You know, if Trump had said anything close to the hairy leg thing, and anybody who hasn't heard the hairy leg thing, I highly suggest that you go to YouTube and type in hairy legs. You don't even have to type in Biden anymore because you'll come up. He'll be probably number one in the search engine, hairy legs, and listen to the one. There's one clip there that's about a minute 34 seconds. I've listened to it literally hundreds of times at this point, showing it to people who think they're going to vote for Biden and other people who have never seen it. And if you see that and you go, hey, I think that guy should be president, then you need a straitjacket. There's a spot for you in Bellevue.
Actually, the ones I really enjoy is look up the Biden versus Biden debates, to where people put together these compilations of Biden saying one thing, and then he ends up saying, well, I completely disagree with this statement, and I never said that. And it's just, it goes back and forth.
You know what I mean?
when you can have 30 minutes of Biden versus Biden debates, you know that it's not going to have a leg to stand on when it comes time to him actually setting precedences on anything. And do we want to talk over the town halls that happened and took place at all?
I was looking at the chat room with the Bam Bam. Have you seen the little video clip where the guy gets the he's got his little gun. It's like an automatic, you know, and he's in the range. And he goes, brrrr, brrrr. And then there's a police call in that says, hey, that's been shots fired, and shots fired. And the dispatch is, I don't know, how many shots did you hear? It was like, brrrr, brrrr, brrrr. Just had to say that. So go back. Where were we? I'm sorry. I got
to the town hall.
We were talking on the town halls. I did want to hit this first, though. The Washington Examiner had this as of today. Biden plan would hike taxes $2.4 trillion over a decade, socking it to corporations and wealthy analysts' fines. Wealthy individuals and corporations would bear the brunt of tax increases proposed by Joe Biden, and the presidential nominee's plan would increase his taxes by $2.4 trillion over the next 10 years.
Bucky. I call bullpucky on that. It's not going to increase their taxes by nothing. What they're going to do is what they've been doing.
It's
going after the little guy. Anytime they're saying off their big guy, they're going after the little guy because we're all in the same boat. And guess what happens is the big guys keep getting bailed out by the same big guys. You know, if you look at what's going on with the Federal Reserve right now, and I got a thing to talk about that too that just happened. But what they're doing now is they're funding the stock market via BlackRock. If the Federal Reserve bought stocks straight up, that's called monetizing the debt. That's called holding up the markets. That's illegal. Now what they're doing is they're doing an end run, and they lend BlackRock money at 0% interest rate while they buy up all the stock. Mm-hmm. So if you think about that for a second, how are the big boys staying in business, and how's the stock market staying inflated? They just get free money from the Fed because they're all friends and bud. Well, I was going to say rump rangers, but sorry.
That crap ain't right. Not sure.
That's right. We're not singing no Brokeback Mountain. So, yeah. But
no, you stole the words right out of my mouth, because during that debate, you end up having Joe Biden and you have Trump, and Joe's like, oh, you paid this much in taxes. Well, this is where I wanted to go with this, because in this whole thing that we saw this last week, they're literally taking hacked information from the taxes, because they didn't get that through any legal means. They didn't do any of that.
They stole it?
Yeah. And so they didn't censor any of that information. In fact, that was trending on Twitter and Facebook days without any corroborative evidence whatsoever. None. Zero. Zilch. Nada. And they go through and they post those things. And then afterwards, Joe Biden has the audacity to try to call Trump out on it, when it was his bill that enabled him to not pay taxes.
See,
now,
these guys,
interestingly,
they count on their guys all being stupid, if you notice that.
They
don't, you know?
Not having a brain.
Not having a brain, not doing their own research, not thinking for themselves. They don't count on anybody looking on both sides of the aisle. It's like I was looking at a thing on Facebook this morning, and they were arguing about the emails on the laptop for Joe Biden's kid, right? And the one guy says, you can't save your emails on a laptop. I'm like, what are you, stupid? I mean, you can't get rid of your emails off your laptop.
Well, and I couldn't help thinking.
unless you break them up with hammers and bleach bit them, and then.
Yes, you can take.
But
the
then you forgot that you forgot to tell Uma Abedin not to put an insurance policy on Anthony Weiner's laptop.
Well, and so there's so much of this information. I mean, just hitting some of the highlights. So there's this lady that was running up against Ilhan Omar, and she had actually been talking in Somali. And in this video, which she went live on, she talks only in Somali, and it was translated independently by two translators. She was telling them that she's so tired of everybody that she goes door to door knocking on, expecting $200 for their vote.
Yeah, James O'Keefe gets another chalk mark of a star on his wall, because they are stupid.
Yeah. Well, and it's, you have these people that they're being abused. You have these people that immigrated here, they got placed here, and you have this lady that's actually trying to campaign for them. She's a Democrat.
Right.
She comes out and tries to campaign for them, and she's being greeted by all these people that say, my vote costs $200, and she's trying to explain to them that's a crime that's taking
see,
place.
But there's Obama stash. Come on.
The thing is, these guys come from the Middle East. I've dealt with these guys before in my business. And they think screw your neighbor is how you do business. They really do. They don't understand sometimes how it works. They think that whoever gets over the most, so they don't even realize that taking a campaign bribe for your vote is illegal.
Well, and it's absolutely astounding, and she hasn't actually come out to do any comments on it because I don't think she's trying to stir the wagon. But what we have right here is you also have what's his name? Guy that was trying to run for president also who just had wads and wads of cash.
Perot?
No, it wasn't Perot.
Recently?
Yeah, recently.
Oh, Bloomberg?
Bloomberg, yeah.
Oh, the little guy.
Yeah, little guy.
The little guy, yeah, the little short guy. I think he was a member of our gang before he went.
Recently, he's trying to bail out all these prisoners and pay off their felonies so that he can get more Biden votes.
Yeah, I guess that's not illegal when you are a politician and you're bailing out people that are anarchists and well, subversive.
Let's just think about this for a minute. The Biden base basically is felons and crack addicts.
So what you're saying is what you're saying is Biden's base is basing.
Yeah.
I guess with that we need to go to a break.
Debasing?
This is KCNR 1460 AM in the basement. 96.5 FM.
They're basing in the basement.
Why is the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed your answer to better health and wellness? It's proven quality sleep. Any more questions?
Yes, I'm always freezing, and he overheats.
It's temperature balancing, so you can sleep better together.
But can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable.
So I'll have more energy for yoga.
Yes, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
Namaste.
Namaste to you, too. And now, save up to $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed and adjustable base, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Did you know that every day in the state of California, 10,000 people turn 65 years old? Yep, 10,000 every day. And the resources needed to allow you or your senior parents to be happy and healthy during these special years can be complicated at best. So where do you begin to find the local resources you may need? ReadingSeniorSource.com. This is an online senior resource directory which will connect you with everything from Medicare supplemental insurance assistance, senior transportation, estate planning attorneys, home care agencies, assisted living communities, and hundreds more. This directory has been a labor of love created by me, Marianne Seifert, owner of Marianne Senior Placement Services. I have over 2 decades of experience assisting seniors in our community and saw a need for resources to be accessible by everyone. Just go to ReadingSeniorSource.com. That's ReadingSeniorSource.com.
Trying to take my cornfield, turn it into a big high rise.
make a buck, make some dough on a big deal. But that's where all my bucks and doughs hide. Yeah, I get high enough, windmill and a pinch of snuff. Don't need your skyscraper elevators and all that stuff. Oh, no, no. But I still think you should know, no, no. How I roll.
That's Earl Dibble Jr.
Oh, is it?
Don't Tread on Me and Granger Smith.
There you go. Okay, we're back, back at it. And I guess we're not going to talk about any baseless allegations anymore.
So let's talk a little bit about the town hall. Because the town hall, you have Biden not get asked any of the hardball questions. None of the questions about the recent emails, none of the rest of it. And what's very interesting to me is these polls, which have just been you have to be super oversampling the Democratic base, because I don't know any Trump voters that have switched their position. I can't think of a single Trump supporter that was a Trump supporter in 2016 that is now like, nah, I don't like Trump anymore. I'm not interested, aside from maybe Kanye West, which don't know what's going on with him. But you do end up seeing a lot of people that said, I would have never voted for Trump in 2016, that are saying they're voting for him this year. Yeah. You have people like Senator Ted Cruz. You have people like Glenn Beck. You have people like Dan Bongino. You have all these individuals that were not Trump supporters, that didn't trust Trump, and they weren't voting for him in 2016, that now are. And that's what we end up seeing. And it's starting to show up in the polls. It's slipping a bit. But in these town halls, I want to address the fact that the debate moderator, who was originally scheduled to actually hold the debate and moderate it for both Trump and Biden, he got caught being a boomer and messaging a super anti-Trump individual, asking him for advice on what he should do in his debates. And so he ended up getting removed from his job because of that. And then the very next person they come up with is Savannah Guthrie, who starts debating Trump at his town hall. What? And at the same time, you have Joe Biden being asked all these questions about why is Trump bad? I mean, it's so easy to answer why somebody's bad. Tell us what your policies are. Tell us what you're actually here supporting. Because so far, I've seen him say, oh, the Green New Deal in its entirety is not what I'm after. But when you go to his webpage, you actually see the Green New Deal is a huge base of what he's talking about. When you go to his webpage, you see that he's for banning assault rifles, which that's just a made-up term for whatever they want it to be. Assault rifles was a psyop, and people don't understand that. So you have these idiot producers who are out here saying, we need to ban all fully semi-automatic weapons. That just means a gun that fires a bullet when you end up pulling the trigger. And you have people like Joe Biden that come out and say, we need to shoot people in the legs as de-escalation. What?
These people are crazy. You know, these people are crazy. It's like, you know, Camel Toe Harris there. She's, you ask her a question, and she doesn't answer anything, ever. Have you ever listened to what she has to say? You ask her any specific question, and you'll never, ever get a specific answer.
She's literally a cackling old hag that's only missing the Dalmatian puppy coat. That's literally it. When she's asked about why she called Joe Biden a racist and a rapist, she's like, yeah, it's a debate. Oh, so you have no problem lying to the American public? What?
Who would ever think a little girl like you could spoil all my beautiful wickedness? You and your little dog, too.
Somebody get that woman a pail of water.
What? I don't know. I don't know. We're just, it's, it boggles the mind, this whole thing.
You couldn't have picked somebody that was more undesirable and more unlikable in the actual campaign period of it. She had a 3% likability. 3%.
The queen of snark.
I think roaches have a higher likability than she does.
No, I think she might be a little more than Congress. And it could be a little more than a cockroach, but, you know, they're running neck and neck. You know, I mean, good grief.
Okay.
So we probably should move on.
All right. So where does that put Joe if she's the cockroach?
Joe's in the rest home. I mean, he's already there.
I know.
You just drop the pee off president. Joe for resident.
It's kind of... I mean, it reminds me of... you ever see that movie Duplicity? I think it was with... what's his name? Where he keeps morphing himself over and over and over again.
Now, one thing that I did want to say in the town hall that I was super stoked by is you had Myra Jolie, who's the nodding lady at the Trump town hall. She was an ex-beauty queen that ran for Congress, and she is a beautiful, fantastic black lady who's sitting behind him. And when he's answering these questions,
yeah,
she's giving thumbs up and nodding.
She got more attention than Trump did that.
She was the hero we needed.
Yeah.
Not all heroes wear capes, and she was the hero we needed. And it's amazing to me to see the reactions of the left and the hatefulness that they end up doing and spewing. And you see these people that are out there. So right here, Antifa mob assault black free speech activists in San Francisco. This is as of yesterday. They formed a mob to attack a black man. Okay. So they're clearly anti-fascist.
The one that they knocked his teeth out or something?
Yeah, here's another one. Female Trump supporter attacked, hospitalized following altercations with Women's March activists in D.C. This is who these people are. This is who the left has become. The left has become these race-mongering bigots of vile filth that want to try to separate us, that want to trash Martin Luther King's dream, that apparently a lot of felons are Democrats, as referenced by the fact that he wants to pay off felons' fines so that
they
can vote.
No, they just like the money.
Yeah. So you're literally in a good versus evil battle right now. And the thing is, you have these people like Joe Biden. She's claiming that he's Catholic at the same time as they're openly attacking Amy Barrett for being Catholic. They're saying that he's a practicing Catholic. Okay, he must be practicing really, really hard and just starting because he's not very good at it. Last time I checked, God wasn't supporting the murder of babies.
The live murder of babies. I mean, that's really what they're talking about, and that's been proven over and over again. We did a story on that months ago about the website. I'm drawing a blank on the name of it, but they admitted on testimony that that's what they're doing. And so, you know, these people
have films of them doing it.
Well, and you look at these things too. It's mind-boggling to me. So in the Transition Integrity Project, they're calling for a street fight, not a legal battle, and they're talking about how they're going to go through and do these things. So because a lot of Republicans started calling this stuff out, myself included, Dan Bongino, Glenn Beck, a whole bunch of other individuals, they all started calling this out using their own words. Now you have outlets that are coming out and I think it was the New York Times, if I'm not mistaken, who come out with a story about how the Republicans are trying to incite violence by saying what the left is trying to do in their own words. They're literally blaming everybody on the right for everything they're doing. Adam Schiff comes out as of one day ago and says Hunter Biden email stories come from the Kremlin. Okay, pencil neck. Really? We've already been through this story.
Well, that guy, you know, I watched that movie about the president thing yesterday, and he should be charged because he was accusing the president, and he said he had evidence. While he's in the deposition saying he has nothing, where inside the deposition that's not made public, he walks outside and says he has all kinds of evidence. And that's what they were doing. They were saying, when they were all specifically asked inside these depositions if they, you know, had any evidence, if there was any collusion, you know, any of this things that they were trying to charge the president with, every single one of them, 40 witnesses said no.
Yeah.
And they would say exactly the opposite as soon as they walked outside.
He lied to the American public over and over and over again. And what we're seeing is that all of it was fake. All of it was false. In fact, the whistleblower that they were using was on our list of a known operative for Russia, was the whistleblower that they were using, who is a Russian spy.
But isn't this what they've been doing all along? They've been lying all the way from the very beginning.
The Steele dossier?
That was a Hillary thing?
And
they tell one thing on one side and then lie on the other side, you know, constantly.
Well, let's move on and let's get to the Election Integrity Project stuff a little bit more. I want to talk about that, and I guess we got 2 minutes to the break. But, I guess the last count was they didn't need any more poll watchers or anything?
Well, when they were on the program, now you might want to check it. They said that when they were on the program last week, it wasn't poll watchers they needed in Shasta County. Ballot counters or
ballot
something?
Ballot counters, I think,
Something like that. I mean, but double check with them.
So I'll repost it in Facebook. I found it. And, they are still having sign-ups for people who want to get involved, and we need to have as many people out there as necessary to do the poll watcher, watching the ballot counting, if you will, and getting the training involved so they know what to look for. And so I'm going to repost this on Facebook, and then whoever's interested, I think you need to get involved. And I think the American people is waking up and starting to realize that this experiment we call self-government has to have your involvement.
Yep.
You can't just turn it over to a bunch of people with that have everybody's interest in mind except yours.
And in what we need to look at, too, folks, what we need to look at, what we need to see is it's not just the presidential election that's at hand here. We need to vote on the local level. We need to vote on the Senate. We need to vote on the House when we have the opportunity. We need to give him the tools that are going to give him the ability to do what the American people set him there to do, because he's been fighting for all this time, and he hasn't had the ability to do any of it with the exception of executive order. And if you want to see him shine, you give him what he needs, and when he doesn't have to have a re-election campaign or anything else to where he doesn't have to worry about pissing anybody off, he's just going to get it done.
Yeah, you have to look at the whole picture. We can't just get focused on one piece and forget about the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You got to think ahead a little bit, folks. And with that, we need to go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
When all the dark clouds roll away, young sun begins to shine. I see my freedom from across the way, and it comes right in one time. When it shines so bright, yet it gives so much light, yet it comes from.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
is your president, if you like it or not. Keep that energy you had with Barack, cause you know this Trump train don't stop. Tell Beto to please come try to take my Glock. You wanna impeach him, I guess that's what you do when you can't be him. That nigga said that, and I'm coming to your hood in my red hat.
So I just want to know, you know, a camel has a toe, right?
It does.
I would assume, yes.
So that means I could say that you have a face that looks like a camel's toe. Is that not correct?
So.
I'm just wondering. I mean, I'm just asking the question. Just what's up?
You know? you guys are fun.
Just don't put a name by it, and you're okay, I guess.
So,
I think I'm a bad influence on you guys.
No.
Little does he know. I got another here story. Here's a headline, hot off the press. Oh boy! Hunter Biden's computer camera roll turned over to Bannon and Giuliani contains 25,000 images with sexually explicit selfies and porn.
I mean,
hmm.
We have a caller, but I can't. Mark?
Looks like Dar.
Is it Dar?
Yes, Dar.
Dar. Good morning, Dar.
Hi, good morning. I've been listening to you, and you mentioned George Soros. I've been reading a book about him. It's called George Soros Exposed. It's been rather chilling.
Yeah.
I bet.
Especially when you start looking at how far his story goes. But, yeah, go on.
And any old man that's exposed himself is not good.
Well, he says that he's fancied himself as something of a god.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so did Kim Jong-un Il-sung. And he's got a whole country worshiping him.
Well, his foundation is called the
Open
Society.
Secret, yeah, Open Society. Yeah. Open Secrets, Open Society.
It gives like $1 billion a year to all these organizations that are, you know, causing problems in our country.
Yeah, well, and in fact, here's a story right here. Liberal billionaire George Soros has funneled nearly $70 million into 2020 elections, tripling his previous records. New filings show the Democratic PAC, the super PAC created by Soros to fund the left-wing groups working to defeat Republicans, has poured $68.5 million into electoral efforts this cycle. He's pouring his money into DAs, into sheriffs, and in a lot of these big cities where these DAs and these sheriffs are letting the people that are running free in the streets, letting them out of jail. I mean, look at the guy who ended up getting out of jail. He went and did arson, got arrested for arson, was released that evening, lit six more fires.
I got a question. Isn't that illegal?
I don't understand it, but it does. I don't have the list here but he wants to defund the police. He wants to get rid of the our
now, isn't that subversion? I mean, when you're doing that kind of stuff and you're actually, you know, trying to get rid of an existing government structure and put in a new type of government system, isn't that treason and sedition? I mean,
well, that's what I'm wondering. He lives in a big estate up on Long Island with a 10-foot thick wall around it, but he doesn't want to keep people out of our country with the wall.
And where's Barr? Where's Barr? Where's Durham? Where's Barr? Is this all going to wait till after the election? Are we going to have the Night of the Long Knives? Crystal Knock? I mean, what? What are we doing?
And what? Soros has been chased out of, 16 countries or something?
He's destroyed 4 or 5 countries.
He's actually responsible for destroying around 16 countries and meddling in the... It's mainly of a... It mainly has to do with money, economic destruction of what he's done.
He messed with the London stock market. He brought that down.
And according to Investment Watch blog here, George Soros banned from 6 countries. Though he's 89 years old, George Soros, through his Open Society foundations, to which donated more than $32 billion, continues to ferment turmoil, unrest, and mischief across the world. In the United States, Soros has had his hands in Antifa, the Ferguson race riots, the caravan of the Central American migrants, and the whistleblower who ignited the Democrats' current effort to impeach Donald Trump. I mean, The guy, I would really recommend, look up his videos at Davos when he's discussing President Trump, and the guy is chilling. I mean, he's like 1960s Bond villain chilling.
Well,
without the cat.
He's so evil. He is so evil, it just makes your skin crawl. Another thing, you know, he gave $10.5 million to Hillary's campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And he has said that he... What is transnationalism?
Transnationalism is where you are trying to unite other countries and make those countries equal. Basically,
it's kind of like globalism is the same thing.
Yeah, they use these fancy words. So one of the words y'all are going to start hearing, and one of the words that I've seen in some of these materials, they're going to end up putting a word before capitalism. It's either going to be progressive capitalism, which now is starting to have a bad connotation, so it may not be that. But what you'll see is they'll put a word before that, but really what it is nationalized socialism is what it would come down to, the closest thing.
It sounds to me like he wants the whole world to be under his thumb.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Really what it comes down to, do some research on the Transition Integrity Project and do your digging on who is backing it, and then also do some research on the World Economic Forum, and you can see in their own words in 2021, this year that's coming up, they're plan they're coming back with is the Great Reset. They're talking about how it's a great opportunity to reset the globe and reshape the globe. And this whole plan of nationalized socialism, what it really means is that you're going to have big companies that are left over after all this. All the small companies get wiped away, and then the government is going to tell the big companies what they can do, and the big companies are for it, just like they were for it in Germany when they ended up going through and doing all these things, because it places them in positions of power. And so you end up having all these things, and this is apparently their plan based upon their own words of what they're talking about.
I just posted that on Facebook, the Transition Integrity Project. It's actually coming from Judicial Watch is where the link was. And I'll post it on Twitter as well as Facebook. And
What is your Facebook name?
Mark Kent.
Okay, well, I'm going to friend you.
Yeah.
One other thing, it just slipped my mind.
Well, we're out of time. We got 4 minutes left here, so you betcha.
Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So what else we got in 4 minutes?
The other one to look into is Defeat Disinfo, and that's been going on for a long time now that they've been trying to do all the rest of these things that are trying to benefit the Biden campaign and suppress the speech of the Trump campaign. I've mentioned it several times. It was back in June they first started talking about it, but they're using DARPA systems that were made for our government to combat terrorism, and they are feeding it information about influencers within the Republican Party and information that we're getting out to the public, and then they're activating 3.4 million people. This has been done since June. 3.4 million people who are their influencers, which I can only say is very akin to what we saw with the activities and un-American activities back in the 1953 era. And when they were discussing the acts of communism that were here in our country and what they were doing then, they would have these influencers, which only maybe 1 out of 10, about 9%, would actually be influencers within places like the church, the teachers' unions, and otherwise. But interestingly, back then at that point, at 1953, out of the teachers' union, there was about 4,000 members, and 1,000 of them were communists, according to what they found out there. That's frightening.
Yeah.
And looking what we see right now with what's taking place within our schools and our school system, you guys have kids that are going back to school right now. Look at their materials, or better yet, homeschool them.
Yeah, we're not doing we're not sending them to school to wear masks to begin with, especially in light of everything that's going on.
They have to get your material outside of the school system.
Well, it's not so bad if you're at home with them, because you can screen it. You know, you can see what
that's
they're teaching, and that's so it's not even a matter of getting the materials as much as monitoring what the material is. Because then you can either say, we're not doing that, or you can take that out of the curriculum for the kid, or you can explain it to them so that they understand the other side of it. Because a lot of times it's just that they're getting one viewpoint, and they just need someone to explain a different viewpoint to them so they see both sides of the argument, and you teach them to maybe think for themselves and have a critical thinking skill so they can make up their own minds about things.
Well, you actually just said it there. When you see critical theory or critical thinking, either of those in your class, and they're changing the names on it constantly. You have that. You also have under health and wellness during COVID and otherwise, you have this radical sexualization of these children to where they're telling your kids to masturbate and sending them places to turn around and do that.
Yeah, we saw that from the nine-year-old project. It is crazy out there. You know, you gotta be careful. And that's what's happening in the state of California, but it's also imploding. They're trying to implement this because if you can debate the morality and debase the morality of the people, then they're much more easily controlled and shifted into looking to the government to solve all their problems as well, because then they're not taking care of themselves.
Well, and when they're being told that there's no hope and there's no chance under a capitalist society, right now there are problems in our system. We have crony capitalism as what we're seeing. We'll have to take this up next week.
Yep, or have to pick it up next week.
You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not force. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous service.
All right, get out there and get involved in something to help our community and our country. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.